The door opened. Norma saw me and frowned. She didn't recognize me at first. It was dim. The lights hadn't been turned on. Putting down the shopping bag she was carrying, she switched on the light. "Who are you?" But before I could answer, her hand went over her mouth and she slumped back against the door. "Charlie." She said it the same way my mother had, gasping. And she looked the way my mother used to look. Thin, sharp features, bird-like, pretty. "Charlie. My God, what a shock. You might have gotten in touch and warned me. You should have called. I don't know what to say." She looked at my mother, sitting on the floor near the sink. "Is she all right? You didn't shock her or anything?" She came out of it for a while. We had a little talk. "I'm glad. She doesn't remember much these days. It's old age, senility. Dr. Portman wants me to put her into a nursing home, but I can't do it. I can't stand to think of her in one of those institutions." She opened the bedroom door to let the dog out, and when he jumped and whined joyously, she picked him up and hugged him. "I just can't do that to my own mother." Then she smiled at me uncertainly. "Well, what a surprise. I never dreamed. Let me look at you. I never would have recognized you. I'd have passed you by in the streets. So different." She sighed. "I'm glad to see you, Charlie."
"Are you? I didn't think you'd want to see me again."
"Oh, Charlie." She took my hands in hers. "Don't say that. I am glad to see you. I've been expecting you. I didn't know when, but I knew someday you'd come back. Ever since I read that you had run away in Chicago." She pulled back to look up at me. "You don't know how I've thought about you and wondered where you were and what you were doing. Until that professor came here last March? Just 7 months ago? I had no idea you were still alive. She told me you died in Warren. I believed it all these years. When they told me you were alive and they needed you for the experiment, I didn't know what to do. Professor Niemer, is that his name? Wouldn't let me see you. He was afraid to upset you before the operation. But when I saw in the papers that it worked and you had become a genius, oh my, you don't know what it felt like to read about that. I told all the people in my office and the girls at my bridge club. I showed them your picture in the paper and I told them you'd be coming back here to see us one day, and you have. You really have. You didn't forget us." She hugged me again. "Oh, Charlie. Charlie, it's so wonderful to find all of a sudden I've got a big brother. You have no idea. Sit down, let me make you something to eat. You've got to tell me all about it and what your plans are. I don't know where to start asking questions. I must sound ridiculous, like a girl who's just found out her brother's a hero or a movie star or something." I was confused. I hadn't expected a greeting like this from Norma. It had never occurred to me that all these years alone with my mother might change her. And yet it was inevitable. She was no longer the spoiled brat of my memories. She had grown up, had become warm and sympathetic and affectionate.
This ends Disc 7.